In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the beginning of our morning evening devotion, we will unite in prayer. Holy God, dear Heavenly Father, we are bringing before you prayer petitions on behalf of your children, a believing sister asks that she would be preserved and her siblings in faith, and that her unbelieving children would be able to comprehend and return to God's kingdom. You see your children who are struggling with physical and emotional illnesses. One sister asks to have strength to overcome this eating disorder. Heavenly Father, you know each one of us, and you know our lives, and we want to turn to you in these petitions on behalf and give help and support that we would be able to trust your goodwill, and that these children could endeavor in the midst of their difficulties, that we could be together in your heavenly home. Amen. As an introduction for this evening devotion, I'll read from chapter 14 of St. John. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In the Gospel of John, there are several places where Jesus says, I am. As at these services, the motto, they are the same words, how God revealed himself. Moses said to God, look, when I go to the Israelites, that their forefathers have sent me to you, and when they ask of me that what is his name, what should I answer them? God said to Moses, I am he who I am. Tell the Israelites, I am he who sent me to you. God said the name is Yahweh, that I am. Jesus is himself as a theologian Thomas Aquin said that Moses was presented in with the name for God. This sentence Jesus said to Thomas, he answered his question, and before this Jesus comforted the disciples, don't let your souls be restless. Believe in God and believe in me. Jesus is the way. How many times has Jesus said the correct way to his disciples? And he said, you know that way which I go. Was Thomas a poor listener and listened but didn't hear? Was he slow in learning? Or were those doubts so overpowering for Thomas? A road always brings one to some place. Life is compared to traveling on a way or a road, that we are on a journey. Do we all have the same destination? We don't have to be alone. We have escorts. And we could think of this way and this way as a temporal journey and way, and then in a way of faith. Life goes through some miraculous ways sometimes. When we look backwards in a very miraculous way, God has guided our way. Ways are when two ways become together. In my own profession, when we discuss with a marriage couple how interesting are these stories of how people have come together, how has God directed their steps? When we then begin a mutual way, at the same time you receive a faithful escort and you can support one another on this way of faith, and then there is a mutual future and a mutual destination. Jesus is the truth. When we sing of truth in this hymn, it is also the topic for this week. The word pair is truth and straying. Many times in life we have to struggle with the truth and lies and correct right and wrong. Knowing God and His will would guide us on the way of truth. It always pays to remain in the truth. And only truth makes us free. It is important to be preserved on this way of faith in the truth of God. Who knows who owns truth? I have been asked these theological questions, and they would like some very clear answers. As a younger person, I thought of matters quite straightforward and quite black and white. But with the experiences of life and through the conflict or the conflicts in life, some questions cannot be answered with a yes or a no. When I have guided, I have thought of the teachings of Paul. It is not what people want, but it is that God has redeemed or is merciful. The Holy Spirit guides us into truth. Christ is truth. Paul writes in the letter to Timothy, the pillar of truth, ancient times, this pillar was made up of three things: the foundation stone, the middle pillar stone, and the statue itself. Was it a form of a human or something else? The duty of the congregation is to bring out this highest part of the pillar of truth, and that is Christ. And this statue is Christ, who stands firmly in the congregation of God. We could hear, or we can hear, the truth when we hear God's word. We can together seek the truth through discussion, by asking. And it's important that we preserve an open atmosphere to discuss and ask, and to doubt even, and to be wrong. In God's kingdom, that we would live in an atmosphere of forgiveness and hopefully in every home, as we sang in this song, let grace guide us to take care of one another. Jesus is life. We could ask ourselves, do we have Christ our whole life? Is our life of faith? How does our faith guide us? And what does this faith bring to our life? Does it bring distressing guidelines or borders? Is life just denial, or is it many possibilities? When Christ is our life, it is a two-way blessing, a temporal life and the blessing also of your everlasting life. Faith protects us from many matters. It doesn't ensure this, however, that we wouldn't fall into sin. Well, we children of God connect two matters. We are all sinful, but we are all redeemed. And when we preserve this desire to believe, to remain on this way of faith, that we will, this way of truth, it pays to remain on this way of truth. It is secure to travel. This way is narrow, but wide enough that we can travel abreast, supporting one another. This way, we can share our sorrows and joys. Of this joy and this peace in our hearts. On this way, we can possess this grace of God. Jesus pacified the disciples. Let not your hearts be restless. Sometimes our hearts can be restless. Even though we want to believe, there may be many reasons for that reason, becoming peaceful is here and now. Be not restless. Believe in God and believe in me. We can, according to the Augustine's words, God, you have created us in your connection. When our hearts are restless, it finds peace in you. This rest and peace we can experience already in this time in the Father's house. If you feel that the world has pulled at you and you want your peace for your heart and conscience, believe all your sins forgiven on behalf of God's atonement work in his name and his atonement blood. When you are able to experience the joy of believing, it makes us long for heaven. This short portion of God's word it is connected with Jesus' pacifying, peaceful speech to his disciples. And to embolden us in faith in this text. Is marked as the Easter times where there is this longing for with the people of God. This text is also has the function of blessing, and it guides us to look at the destination of our journey, the glory of heaven. And even this evening, we can remain securely believing, all our sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and atonement blood. We can in all trust the author and finisher of our faith. As in a familiar hymn, it is sung, which we just recently sung to a friend who is ill on his sick, and he does not have long anymore. Jesus, you began faith and endeavor my freedom is in your hands at the end of my journey, that you will bring me, this will bring me to you in heaven. Let us pray. Christ our Lord, we believe that you are the way and the life, that where you can open new viewpoints. And thank you that we have been able to know you better now. Thank you for this mystery which is preserved in us. We cannot yet know what you have prepared for us. Keep us on this way and bring us all to the destination in heaven. Amen.